Miami's business owners, artists, behind-the-scenes nightclub professionals,
as well as social activists, community leaders, and aspiring artists.
Real talk from two cool chicks curating Miami's cultures, arts, and lifestyles.
What's up? You are tuned in. You are locked into the Anti-Socialized Podcast.
Yes.
It's your girl, Just Fee.
And it's your girl, Vina Nine.
And we have a special guest in the building for our episode 4.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. We coming for him.
Hiya. It's Gyarados in the building. What up?
Yes. Chilling. Thank you guys for having me.
I have a confession.
Jesus.
Okay.
I thought you were saying here. And like, because y'all know where Hylia is, but I've only been there like twice.
I've only been here twice too.
Yeah,
well, I mean, we need to make it a third time then.
And yeah, they introduced me to some. Well, we'll get into that, but yeah. I like it over there. I was like exploring and stuff like
that.
Like,
don't get on the wrong block, man.
That's why I had my eyes open.
Like, good.
There's a lot of hotels over there and just randomness.
But what's up though? Like,
I'm good.
You have an amazing story that we definitely want to get into. But first off, tell us like a little background about who you are as a person. Like, where are you from? Like, we know Hylia is a big part of you.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'm Cuban.
Okay. The Cuban Jesus.
Cuban Jesus, not right. To give it away. You know, that I haven't given it away already.
Yeah, everybody knows.
I'm first generation American. Both my parents are Cuban. Okay. I was born here. Hylia is everything I knew until I was about 18.
Okay.
So I didn't. And then I started doing a little bit of traveling.
Okay.
And not the traveling you expect, but I had to, you know, Greyhound, cross the countries,
right.
Do whatever I had to do to, you know, try to make this music.
You got to get it, man.
Exactly.
Did you always want to do music? Like, when did you know you wanted to start?
Well, it's crazy because I've always been, like, writing songs, but I never knew song structure. So right. I would end up writing in, like, these books and just write, like, the longest song ever. 15-minute songs and not really know anything. I was writing choruses, but not knowing I was writing a chorus. I didn't know anything. I've been writing since forever.
Were you that guy in school that was like really quiet, but then got all A's in English class?
I mean, I had AP English, but right. I have a 10th grade education.
Yeah, I read that you dropped out.
Yeah, I dropped out of school at 15.
Yeah.
But I was always good at English.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was going to school.
Exactly.
So yeah.
That seems to be the case for.
Nah, but pretty much I wasn't quiet at all. I was actually.
Were you loud?
Nah, I was. My group of friends was kind of.
Rowdy?
Yeah. Grown up.
Did you ever, like, I know you said Hylia was what you know. Did
yeah.
you ever venture to South Beach when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the weeks, I was in every neighborhood,
okay.
you know, period.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I cared about was Hylia. Mm-hmm. And Dade County in its own. Like, I didn't really understand the necessity to rep Miami as a whole until I was older.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
because
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, because it's realistically, when you really, like around 17 years old, at 17 I was a grown man. I don't know, there's a lot of 17-year-olds aren't, but mm-hmm. By that age I was a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
You start to view things a little different,
okay.
and you're meeting these grown men who are either successful or not successful, whether it be in the streets or not in the streets, in the offices, and they sit there and they tell you, and you see how proud they are about whatever whether they're from or what they're doing. Like, you just see there's something about a hustler's ambition, but when they have a product or when they have something that they rep so hard, like, I mentioned earlier, always my whole career, Trick Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never understood Trick Daddy until I was older.
Good. But you were singing the songs.
Oh, hell yeah. But I never, I didn't know, like, I didn't understand the, what it meant to really put on for the city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit. Like, help out other local artists, you know, help out your local businesses, like, things like that. You know, do things for the city. In all aspects, you know, we do a turkey drive, we do a toy drive,
well,
you know what I'm saying? So we're actually putting everything together for this year as well. We do, every time Hylia has something going on with the city, like, we're good with the commissioners, you know, we come out to all the events, you know, whether if it's no matter what it is, we always put on for the crib, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like, that's, but I didn't, I didn't understand that till I was a little older.
I don't know who reps Hialeah harder, you or Derek G, right?
But we're the same.
I know
camp.
Y'all do it together.
Yeah, we're the same.
I
know,
but it was like I mentioned to him one day. I said, I was like, I'm gonna just call you Hialeah. Like, I said, when I see you, I'm
you
just
wouldn't mind. You,
I'm, I know
you won't be the first.
And then I was like, I can't get my picture taken because I'm not from Hialeah.
Oh, you can definitely get your
y'all picture. Y'all all inclusive, like what?
Well, I'm not. I mean. It was. It's just his whole thing is, you know, about Hialeah, and I love to see the way you guys rep it because it made me want to go and check it out.
So. Thank you. I mean, it's not really much over there, to be honest. Like the streets change when you cross the street. You know, there's none but Spanish speakers. You know, all the black folks speak Spanish,
right?
And all
see,
the
I need to be there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just a whole different world. That's probably why we've always got shit on or like left out, gotcha. But. Artists like Trick Daddy, artists like Uncle Luke, you know what I'm saying? They always repped for us as well. Pitt's always repped for us.
You know? Do you feel like Miami has a sound?
Yeah, but I don't think it's the sound that... I think it's a regional sound, unfortunately. Mm. You know, I think it's that being that's that Miami sound. You hear that, like that's that Miami sound to me.
Right.
You know, that's what I grew up on, you know, 97.7.
Okay.
Like those underground stations. Yeah. Where they speed up your song 40 BPMs and you sound like a chipmunk and you dancing till you have a heart attack. You know what I'm saying?
Jigging and sticking
and you know, sticking and moving.
I came down here for that era. Like 2005 is when I got down here. So I know what you're talking about.
Piccolo and all those artists, they've been on that stuff since, you know, since forever.
Wow.
So that music, and then booty music was the original, and then we went into that. And that's kind of been the sound for Miami for a long time. But I'm trying to do different kind of music, you know.
A little bit of everything?
Yeah.
Or just, do you think you're going to be that voice? Because, like, I mean, you said Pitbull, but is he from Hialeah?
I don't really know where Pitt's from.
I don't know where he's from neither.
I think he's...
Miami 305.
He reps it, but it's like from like you got like Zoe from like Olipet and North Miami. Everybody's repping a certain area. Like you're gonna bring that, you know.
Oh yeah,
that,
for sure.
Like that's your job. Do you take that on? Like
100%. Like I want to do what Drake does for Toronto,
right?
For Hialeah and Miami as a whole.
I think he's doing it right.
Well, I think you kind of have to because just us not being from here. Like every time when I told people I was moving here in 2010, they was like, "Okay, Miami," but I didn't move to Miami. I was staying in Hallandale Beach.
Yeah, right.
So it's like it's way different. But people group it together. Just like
For sure.
If I say I'm from Cali, like, "Oh, you from LA?" No,
it's
like
the
there's
Bay.
Way more places.
For sure,
2.5 hours away.
Oh, it's 6 hours away.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I drove. Maybe I fell asleep.
You were good. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll make it to the game 5.
Okay, I see. But earlier you mentioned that you were taking Greyhounds earlier.
Yeah.
At what point did it start for you that you started meeting like key executives or industry people that could take you further?
Well, to be honest, we didn't have a name in our Rolodex, period.
Mm.
I was very fortunate to meet these two dudes. Their names was Miguel and George. And what ended up happening was they gave me a job. I was doing sales at their printing company and doing deliveries. So literally, and from the grace of God, like they owned a company called mixtapeprinting.com, which was super lit until all those, you know, the piracy that came down on the piracy,
okay.
The mixtapes and stuff. Like they provided all the mixtapes for them. I remember Jeezy Trapper Die, 500,000 covers coming out of there. Like
that was,
you know,
money too.
Like no, it was crazy. But I was working for that company, but I fell into the lap of that. You know, I fell and then they found out I did music 3 months in and they started managing me.
Mm.
Dope. Okay.
So my whole career to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they were the reason why the first store was open, and I was able to meet this other dude named Lex Barrero, who started this company in 1916, Dream Big Hustle Hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him at a showcase 10 years ago. I was mad young. Like,
but that's 10 years of grinding, and people don't understand that. I mean, you've been successful in other areas so far, but like, you're getting your shine now as an artist.
Yeah, because
like 10 years of grinding
for sure. But and then at that point, I didn't want to be an artist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't mentally in it. Like I was in the streets. My mind was a little different. I was way more of a hothead. I took things way more personal. You know, if something happened with whether, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, it would, the issues would get handled, and that would be an issue for me. So I had to remove myself from that, and I said, damn, I still want to do music. I need to figure out a way to get in the building. So I met this dude, Lex, and Lex didn't really know too many people either, but he knew people who knew people who knew people. So I stepped to him, me and my managers, George and Miguel at the time, and we were like, yo, we'll barter percentages off. If you can introduce us to some people. And that's how it happened. So then once we were given an opportunity, we milked the fuck out that cow. Like Puff gave me my first shot in the industry. But like it was, it was, you know, again, it was the grace of God. I was songwriting for a month and I got my first placement. And then, but you know, that was my first placement, was my first letdown, because the first time somebody gave you a chance and be like, yo, you're gonna be on the Last Train of Paris album, but you know, the song's on Making a Band, it's on this, it's on that, you know, oh shit, you think you're gonna make $1 million, you think you're about to be lit, you think, oh my God, I'm no longer poor, I'm a man on my mom, so I have nothing to worry about. And then you go to his party and he tells you it's not making the album, bro.
Damn.
And I'm like, but that's how it happens. That's, you know,
it's
you
building.
But I took that, I took that opportunity and I went to, we contacted with the lowest person at every label. I'm like, yo, Puff gave me a chance. You got to give me a chance.
That's smart.
So, and then we milked every opportunity possible. That's how I got my shot. And then that's what led to me going cross country, you know, Atlanta, New York, everywhere. Just, I didn't give a damn. I wanted to be in the studio. Okay. That's all I cared. I wanted to write songs. And then I started writing urban songs. And then I was just the hook dude for a long time. And then I said, fuck urban. I'm gonna write pop songs.
Yeah, I see you were working with like Selena Gomez.
I've written for a lot of people.
A lot of, who was that? Zendaya, Fifth Harmony, Rita Ora, like.
Bunch of people.
And people probably don't even know that. And I think it was kind of sucks.
I like that though.
I can imagine. But what I think kind of sucks like, though is like, I don't know if you've gotten this yet, but are there people that see you now and are like, well, okay, he just made it? Not knowing.
Yes, I haven't made it at all yet.
I'm not saying made it, but you doing big things. Like,
thank you. I mean,
no one can say like, oh, I don't know who that is. At least in Miami,
for sure.
Like people know you and they know you rep hard. But like I'm saying, like, because what one thing that we always say is that we feel like our generation skips steps a little bit. And like listening to your story, you didn't really skip anything. You just,
that's crazy, because I try to skip steps every day and it's just
so
hard.
Not if you're really going to be like, if you're destined to be successful, 100%. You have to take the stairs. And that's one of the things where I was like, man, why we can't just take the elevator just, you know, one time and just, you know, get there? It doesn't work.
Like I've been taking stairs my whole damn life. Ooh. You know, but I'm not scared to take the stairs. That's the thing. I'm not scared to climb the side of the building.
Right.
You know, as long as I'm getting inside, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's the thing. That's always been my mentality. And even now, like, people look at us and they're like, man, these dudes, is, you know, they're getting lit. Like, internally, we have our own shit that we're just, like, beating our heads in. Like, how can we be better?
Okay.
And that's the thing. We're never satisfied. That's my whole team, from my managers to everybody that's down the that goes down the line. Like, we want to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
To be the best, you got to work the hardest. That's how we say it.
We had an interview with Sweetness, and she said the team was the most important part.
100%. Sweetness is a huge asset to us.
Mm-hmm. And she said she has to meet the team first, and if the team isn't working, I can't work with you. And I never even paid that any attention or thought to look at it like that until she said it. And it's like, to hear you say it, like, everybody needs to be on the same page. That's the only way to win.
For sure, 100%.
Only way.
And not only that, I want to surround myself with people who want it more than me, and people who are smarter than me.
Can't be the smartest in the
world. I don't want to be the smartest person.
Right.
I want to be surrounded by hungry, intelligent individuals, period. If you're intelligent and you want to just like me, we're going to get rich. You know, and I've seen this shit happen 100 times.
Awesome.
I've never had like a conversation, but like just hearing you speak, and just a lot of people these days, or a lot of young kids coming up, like they're not grounded and they don't know to think like this or to have that in them. Like, where did that come from for you? Or is that from being in the street?
To be honest, it was growing up fast was one, you know, from, you know, friends getting locked up, family getting locked up, you know, seeing a bunch of shit like that. It's always been in the back of my mind, well, going broke is my biggest fear, period.
That's mine too. So,
like, that's my biggest fear. Like, I never want to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I'm never going to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to speak that shit into existence. Right. Never going to be.
Really.
And you know, so I started really reading a lot, you know, educating myself in manifestation and, you know, a lot of Deepak Chopra, shit like that, and started changing my mentality, changing the way I thought, and it changed my life. So that's really what it was.
As a songwriter, have you ever worked with an artist that just, like, you guys didn't click?
All the time.
It happens a lot.
I don't give a fuck. Cut the check. Like, that's all it is.
That's what's up.
A wise person told me, get money with niggas you don't fuck with.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck?
Dropping jewels. You know? Dropping jewels.
But, like, I feel like as an artist, your creativity, like, say, for instance, you were just in the, like, the studio with a singer, and she's just hating on everything you're... I don't know how those sessions work.
The thing is that it happens, no matter what. You gotta have thick skin. You in this business, and you faint-hearted, get the... Go sell insurance. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like that's... UPS is hiring. Like, fuck that shit. This ain't for you. Mm. You know? And I tell... Everybody who's getting in this business, you're going to hear more no's than yeses. Mm-hmm. Niggas are going to shit on you more than they love you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always what you've done for me lately. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is. How many drinks have you bought the DJ? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you come fuck with people? If this artist is shitting on what I'm doing, we're going to work it till we get it right.
Okay.
And then if it's just, if a couple hours done pass... And they're too diva. You know, I need my air conditioning at 70. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I need my left headphone, you know, the only thing playing.
Yeah.
You know, like shit like that, it happens. But, you know, you call your people, they call their people. I'm going to write this song by my goddamn self, and then we're going to bring you in just to record it.
Nice.
And that's it.
Okay.
Because a lot of these artists don't even, you know, they don't write shit.
Do you
have a lot of input. Some of them have a lot of input, but they don't write.
You talked about no's. Was there ever a no that almost made you like say, fuck this shit, I'm not doing this
anymore? I've quit 100 times. I quit today, to be honest, when I woke up.
I feel you, man. Every this time I wake up, like, what the fuck is going on?
Guys, to be honest, it's just, you're gonna, every, like, one of my best friends, he started getting into managing, right? And he manages this artist and his producer, super incredible, but it's on the Spanish world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try to educate him. I try to, you know, let him know that, listen, don't get too excited, this, that, and the third, but you got to let motherfuckers fall sometimes and really realize, yo, this is going to hurt you. I'm trying to protect your heart, but your heart has to feel that so your brain can understand. Mm-hmm. So you had a single, like, it was about to come out, and counting the chips already, counting the checks, all the opportunities, everything. And I told him, listen, don't get too excited until it's out.
Right.
He's like, yo, it's a done deal. I know what I'm talking about. I'm like,
okay.
Hands up. It fell through. Mm. Broke his heart. Broke, like when it rains, it pours type shit. Like, you know, broke his heart. But that lesson was going to make him stronger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've had 100,000 of those. So if I can't take one more no, I guess I should just go sell insurance.
Like you
like,
said,
you know what I'm saying? I should go sell insurance.
UPS is hiring.
Like that's
hashtag.
UPS is hiring.
UPS is hiring. You feel me?
Right now our hashtag is, well, one of our hashtags is retail made us do it. We kind of like
we left retail like careers, like salaries, and just said fuck it. Like we're gonna do what we want to do.
Dope, and you should. Fuck that shit. Start your own shit. You know, put your own people on, make your people you love rich, and that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and do what you love. You do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
So but to answer your question, the one no that broke my motherfucking heart.
Oh, my God.
I wrote this song. It was called Mr. Lottery. And Mr. Lottery was, I had this hook for Jeezy called Mr. Lottery. Boy Wonder started producing around the shit, and it ended up being Drake's Over.
Uh-huh.
So that my vocals were the first that were mixed. Actually, what made was produced around Drake's before Drake's Over was on it. Yeah. That beat was produced around my hook, my chorus for Jeezy. Jeezy was gonna take it. They loved they loved the sound, but Drake was
Drake.
Just the new dude, the hot fire
Keeps
individual.
Doing it, man.
You know, he's incredible. But at that point, you know, he pulled the beat from.
He did that to you and Diddy.
Yeah, but this was a long. It's the name of the game.
Yeah.
But you know, at
and
that
drum,
point,
everybody.
But at that point, I was, and you know what? shout out to Drake for pulling that beat, because it only made me stronger. Yeah. You know, it only made me want to go harder. Mm-hmm. But I quit after that moment. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm done. Oh, but then the next day I woke up and I just started writing another song.
Okay.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what you love to do.
That's what matter. I don't know anything else. I don't know anything else.
Speaking of writing, I told you I met you at Circle House like 2011, 12. You were writing for these artists from Cali. And I had got invited to a session because I started working upstairs for the marketing department.
Dope.
And I made we didn't really talk, but I was like, are you Arabic? And you started dying laughing.
I still get that shit every day.
I'm sorry, but nah, you were cool about it.
Nah,
I mean, you went by explicit back
then. Yeah. That's a long time. Ooh, he's scared though.
He's scared though.
By the way, which is my last name?
Yeah, isn't it? It means left.
It means left in Spanish. Izquierda means left in Spanish.
Oh, izquierdo.
But izquierdo. That's everybody. The thing is, I grew up with like 9 Alexes. Mm-hmm. So we always called each other from the country we were from or our last name.
Okay.
So everybody from my neighborhood knew me as Izquierdo. Mm. And then what ended up happening was when I went to LA, started working with No ID. I ended up signing No ID as far as on the publishing end. And he obviously saw my full government name. He's like, yo, I like your last name. It sounds like some mob shit. So they started calling me Izquierdo, and I was laughing. I was like, yo, all my homies back home call me Izquierdo, so I don't care.
Right.
You know, he's like, well, when you do your artist thing, that should be your name. So we spelled it different. It's because of No ID. My name is so motherfucking hard to pronounce. Fuck you, Dion.
So tell us about Cuban Jesus. It's out now, right?
It's out.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
You got Weekend Behavior.
I actually have
so
my
dope.
Link in my purse. Dope. And my little USB.
She be wearing her hat and everything.
That's all I'm talking about.
But
I need a shirt to go with it.
Yeah, we're going to have, there's going to be a bunch of shit. There's going to be a bunch of merch up.
I had
and I'll
to
send
make
you guys
a shirt
care package.
Because it was like, I have a white and gold hat and I needed it. Called the Wave Goddess.
Oh, okay.
It was a vibe.
Okay. Nah, but I heard your record in the club. I mean, shout out to Fly Guy. He played it.
But
Weekend Behavior is like one of them songs I think girls can be like,
okay. I remember when I first heard it, I was like, what is this? And then I kept like putting on Snap. And then it was the weekend actually. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get a Weekend Behavior. And then somebody hit me on my DM. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should.
Yeah, don't advertise that.
I'm sorry.
You're going to get your ass in trouble.
Exactly.
Girl.
I did get in trouble. And that was why I was like,
said to the wrong individual.
It wasn't even the wrong individual. It was the person that needed to see it saw it, but he was like, yo, team.
I'm trying to get on my Weekend Behavior. Right. Next thing you know.
But it's definitely a vibe. I also like.
Thank you.
If.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Everybody has their own personal favorite, but If always keeps coming up.
If keeps coming up because you said some real shit.
Thank you.
I might mess up the word, I'm not sure, but she said, I hate to see you happy.
Even when it's not because of me.
Yeah, even
especially when it's not because of me.
Especially when it's not because
of me.
Especially,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like.
Because that's the thing, like, you ever been with an ex or somebody and you. The thing is, I hate when motherfuckers be lying. Like, I don't gotta lie to you. Don't lie to me. Like, right. I'm not happy that you're happy. I don't give a fuck. Like, all that shit about people going, I wanna see you happy, you know, I care about you, you know. Bullshit. You don't want to see him happy. You mad as fuck that nigga's fucking her. And vice versa. You mad that she's, you know what I'm saying? He got another bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you mad. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Until you get over it, until you get new dick or new pussy, you mad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens. So, I was mad.
Okay.
I was mad.
Is this a real experience?
Or? Actually, If was a story that I wrote. It wasn't about anybody.
It was.
Everything else on the project is real.
Have you ever been, like, really mad?
Yeah. Pasco's was a real story. That shit is real. My ex went through my phone and found out some things that she didn't.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever go through anybody's phone.
It's not a fun
don't
experience.
Don't go through my phone unless you want to know the real me.
Yeah.
And then you find out who you really dealing with. What else is going
you
on?
You go looking for trouble, you always going to find
it. The problem is, yo, fuck what I'm doing with anybody else. How do I treat you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what matters.
You're talking to two girls. I don't know how this is going. You thought you was going to slide that in.
Nah.
But, you know, I went through a phone before, and honestly, I looked, and I just closed it. I didn't say anything. I didn't even get, like, mad, because I was just like...
But then you know what
that... And then it was like, what was the point, and why did I do it?
But
myself.
But you know what that makes you? That doesn't make you a victim. That makes you a volunteer. You signed up for that shit. You know what I'm saying? You went through that fucking phone. You knew what you were. You wanted to find something and you found it.
I'm more of a romantic.
You found it.
If you go through a phone, you already had a reason.
You had a reason. You wanted to find that shit.
Of course I had a reason. And then
have a happy life, man.
It just confirmed what I thought. But, you know, people X themselves out anyway.
Have a happy life.
Very happy.
Just have a happy life.
I'm happy.
Okay, cool. If going through that man's phone made you happier, then that's what you needed.
I mean, I was young, but it didn't make me happy. It didn't make me feel better, but it was just like, you know what's going on.
I don't give a... Keep your phone across the room.
You never went through a phone.
Yeah.
Guys act like they don't go through the phone, but
I don't. The thing is that I know what's in my phone.
But what about her phone? Have you ever been through a phone?
I know what's in my phone. I don't want to know what's in your phone. I can imagine what's in your phone. I don't want to go through your phone. Keep your phone.
Thank you.
I don't give a damn. I'm worried about what we got.
I appreciate that, though.
I'm not worried about what you got going on when I'm not around. Don't make me look foolish.
Right.
If you gonna fucking trick on me,
bye.
Make sure that I don't know about it.
Right.
The problem is everybody knows who Cuban Jesus looks like, so they gonna tell me.
Which is a good thing. Right. So what's next? Kinda like, what you got coming up?
Well, we're about to shoot a bunch of these visuals. We're shooting If. Okay. We're shooting High Hamptons. We're shooting... I actually shoot videos of fucking every song.
Are you shooting... I'm being past close. I'm being the bitch to go through the phone.
Oh, my God. Serious.
If you want to, we can't. Actually...
I don't even do that anymore, but I'm just saying I've done it before.
Well, if then you know how to.
Listen, crack
this chick was...
I'm
she
joking.
Was sneak. She actually hit to put the thumb...
Dang, that was serious.
And the problem is she took advantage of my shit because at that point, I was suffering from extreme anxiety and I just got on medication.
Okay.
And I didn't know how my body was reacting to these meds. So I just passed out one night and literally I was out.
Oh, she used your thing.
She used my own sickness.
She was
against myself. But the worst part about it was... I woke up the next day, we was normal, and I'm in session. I'm actually in LA, and we check out the hotel. We're supposed to leave that day, and I'm in session, and my phone blows up with screenshot, text message, screenshot, picture, text message. I was like, well.
This is a great song.
Well, you know what, buddy? You're wrong. You deserve that shit.
Nah,
that's why I say to go through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You must. You gotta go through that shit in intervals. Cause
me and my ex actually talk about it. He knows, and it just was a thing. And I was just like, I learned my lesson. I haven't done it again, but it was it was dumb.
Lessons.
Anyway.
Learned.
You did a concert. You did a show.
I just did a show
at the 103 to Beat.
No, it was 105. 105.5. Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, we did. It was me, Mario, Ken Jones, Jay Sean, a few people. It was dope. Good ass. Nice. Mark Bassey. It was a good.
Oh,
good turnout.
I like him.
He's dope.
He's
super
really dope.
Dope.
Yeah, he's with Jeezy.
Yeah, he from the Bay too.
Yeah. Who?
Mark E. Bassey. He is so dope. I'm about to send you that.
He dope. He really dope.
No, I'm gonna check it out. Bay Area. To me is home. Like, I still rep it even though I'm over here. But do you have any favorite like artists from the West Coast?
I like music in general, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a favorite artist, period. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I don't have I have favorite artists, but it just depends on my mood.
Right.
Because there's sometimes I go through moods and I just listen to straight R&B.
Okay.
You know, and I don't even listen to hip hop. Mm-hmm. Or I listen to old school shit I'm a fan of music. Everybody's my favorite artist.
That's what's up. Is there anybody that you want to work with
that you haven't yet?
On an artist tip. I'm not a songwriter, but to like collab with.
Oh, it's an artist.
That's an artist.
Different story.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay.
Nobody yet.
How are you taking in being like, since you already have like you've been writing, you've been mm-hmm. around these people, like how's the transition to just being an artist or solely an artist?
It's hard because you have your like some of these people are your industry friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and some of them actually become real friends. You spend a lot of time with these dudes, and some of them you're a writer, you're just associates, you guys are acquaintances. You know what I'm saying? And which is cool. I don't give a fuck. But they call on you when they need you for them, you know? And when you turn around and be like, listen, I'm about to do this artist project. I need a feature from you. I'm not that guy to ask for a feature.
Right.
Period.
Okay.
You know, but I see some of these artists where they, when they hear that I'm coming out with my own stuff, They like to be like, okay. They like to, they're going to sit back and watch to see what it is. And then they'll move forward when they want to. But I'm a very prideful person, and it's always affected my career. I'm not going to ask you for shit.
So when you say you don't ask people for features, does it bother you when people ask you for stuff that never worked for you, with you at all?
No, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to ask. I've asked one person for a feature. Mm-hmm. They told me yes. It didn't happen.
Mm. So you were like, I'm not doing what's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Oh my God. Oh. No, this makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Everything makes sense.
Okay. Like, what does that mean?
Wait, when's your birthday?
You're a polite asshole.
There we go.
That's what an Aries is.
You like to be in control.
No. I don't need to be in control. I mean, there's times where I need to take control, but I don't need to be
in control. If you don't need to be in control, you take control anyway. I'll say that.
All right, cool. I like that. Yeah, you're right. Pretty much.
You don't need to, but that's your thing.
Hey, sometimes things need to get done, and you need to take matters into your own hands.
Wow. The Aries thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. So,
I don't know shit about the Zodiac.
I figured you did it. Most men don't. Like, you ask them, they'll tell you, and then there's no conversation after that.
They don't know too much more.
Yeah. But as far as...
you know what would have been crazy? What if I would have told you, yo, I'm an Aquarius?
I would have looked it up to make sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But you were They're talking crazy. About what's next. what you got going on next? Like,
so we're shooting these videos.
Right.
Higher Hamptons is the next single.
All right.
We're going to start working that in the city right now.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend Behavior is looking like we're about to go nationally at radio with it.
Okay.
We did a regional run, which is super good for us. We're doing really, really well. And then Miss Beverly is the third single off the project.
Okay.
And I'm going to put out a whole other body of work in November.
All right, dope.
So I might just be rapping my ass off on that body of work in November, or I might be singing like a motherfucker.
Oh, you're
going to have to wait. I don't know yet.
That's just so dope. Keep him guessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe do a double.
Maybe.
And give
maybe.
A little bit of both.
Maybe. Actually, it's crazy. Cuban Jesus was supposed to be 12 songs.
Yeah.
So I got 6 in the clip ready to come out.
Nice.
Or you could just, drop a Friday or a Monday.
Maybe.
However, how you feeling?
Might come out tomorrow.
Oh, I like it.
Because realistically, I don't know. I wake up in the morning one day and I'm just like, everybody, my whole team thinks I'm fucking crazy. Because I put out a cover, I don't talk to nobody, and then like, fuck, and then I get bitched at.
That well, cover no was all that, though.
Yeah.
Do you believe there's like no rules in the game, though? Like, you can do whatever you want, or is there a structure that you feel like...
There's always structure. Okay. Without structure, you fall.
Yeah.
You know, you need structure, 100%. But I like to test the waters. By the way, I'm a very strategic person. I do nothing on accident.
I loved your listening party. Like,
thank you.
I love that you brought us back to where you were from. You were like, I want to do it here. And then the silent headphones, like, you go to some people's listening party, it's in a studio, everybody's there, they just vibing, some people are just there, but like, it was more like an intimate, but not intimate thing.
For sure, but that's what we wanted.
It was really cool. And now I'm a fan of Pitchfork Factory.
Oh, Pincho Factory.
What's crazy is I went to my friend's business or whatever, he works for a company called Scam or Scram or something like that. They're actually their like media group. So when I walked in, the guy saw my hat and he was like, "Oh, Skirto," and I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, you know, that's one of their clients." And then he was the one that liked my picture, which is a picture of me and you. And I was like, "That's crazy." I was supposed to interview him.
Oh, okay, so cool. It was dope.
Everybody's connected. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Somehow,
but it's starting, and it's like I was at the gym the other day. I was on the treadmill. Motherfuckers, 7 dudes ran up on me. I love your album, man. I'm just like dying.
You're like, please.
Thank you. That shit made me run 15 extra minutes.
Hey,
you
know what whatever I'm saying? It takes.
And then like yesterday, like a grown ass man, I swear to God, I was in Cooper City yesterday.
Mm.
Eating this Dominican restaurant.
Was it good?
It was fucking fire. Okay. It was called Punta Cana. If you in Cooper City for whatever reason, go to Punta Cana. That shit is fire. And Mangu was fire.
Okay.
Tres Golpe, that's what they call it. But it's the mail. I'm eating, and the mailman walks in. It's like this older dude. And when he's walking out, he goes, "Hiya, hiya, hiya, hiya."
Damn.
I swear to God, I was like,
I love it.
Me and my mans was there yesterday. We were just like, the fucking mailman?
Wow.
Like, that shit made me happy. You know what I'm saying? But
it's working, man.
It's working. So that's what's coming next. We just got to continue to drop music.
Mm-hmm.
The structure is getting stronger, and we're just keep adding puzzles to our you know, our team, pieces to our puzzle, excuse me, and, you know, making it happen.
Well, I'm hoping to see you on some shows. I know, like, Miami's been having more festivals come here, like Rolling Loud. We're going to Atlanta to A3C. But I'm looking forward to, like, seeing you, like, perform and, like...
Thank you.
Because I've been, you know, I haven't seen you yet.
So. I mean, I only see you via Snapchat.
Because,
like, some of my friends are with Kent. So
dope.
I saw, I was like, okay, cool. And I seen Sweetness. And I'm just like... That was like you did really well.
Thank you.
No, I
love the stage, by the way. I love to perform.
Yeah.
And it's just like I like to point out girls. That's my favorite thing about the
really?
Stage.
I feel like Miami doesn't have enough venues to put on enough shows. And the places that I used to love, like I don't know where the stage is anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
Grand Central's gone.
Grand Central, like they don't have and it's harder for our artists to be able to, you know, at least practice so that they can go and do other shows because, you know, in LA and other places,
they got venues.
They have venues and they do shows all the time. Like, I listened to a Slim Thug interview and they're in Houston and it's like they do shows even though we're not getting they're not getting money.
What would be your advice to those artists that don't have that many venues out here to perform that are trying to get out?
Man, to be honest, I'm figuring it out right now too. We just had a meeting yesterday about doing more shows, like, you know, getting on a small tour and just, even if it's all, not only here, I say just get out of here, go and get fans everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Hialeah has some dope art places. Like, I've been over there for, we went to Foy's Art Event.
Oh,
remember?
Okay. I didn't know
it's
I was
a lot
Hialeah.
Of spots over there that you. You
I'm sorry,
there.
I didn't know I was in Hialeah.
They had like a little artsy, you know, it's almost like Wynwood over there. I don't know how I got there, you know, GPS, but. I'm just saying, like, no, seriously, I can't get back there, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know what it's called.
What the fuck, yo?
That's
but
hilarious.
I'm saying, like, y'all should, you know, start doing your own shows.
We are, literally, it's crazy that you bring that up, because just yesterday, we were just talking about it. So we're actually putting together a Cuban Jesus tour now.
Dope.
So figure it out.
I'll be there.
Thank you.
Well,
I hope so.
We appreciate you repping.
Thank you so much.
So hard for the 305. It's exciting to see your career, especially us knowing. Well, I knew of you, but seeing your progression and everything,
thank
that's
you so
nice.
Much.
And thank you for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We like to ask our guests anything like free game, any piece of advice, any type of message you want to people to hear as we end this.
Oh yeah, I mean. The only free game I could tell you is just if you truly want it, I mean, it ain't going to come to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to go get it. You got to eat, sleep, shit, breathe this shit. Like, this is a lifestyle. It isn't a hobby. It isn't a job. It's literally a lifestyle. Like, I wake up thinking about music. I'm with my girl thinking about music. I'm with my niggas thinking about music. I'm everywhere I'm at. I'm thinking about music. This whole conversation, I've had four titles in my mind for concepts for a song.
Dope.
Like, I talk to people different. Like, realistically, you got to put your, fuck what anybody says, you know, you're in charge of your own destiny. You manifest, you can make all this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, the universe is working with you, not against you. So, sure. Utilize it. And, you know, pray and go get what you pray for. That's really what I say.
He said go get what you pray for because a lot of people pray and think it's going to
come
to them.
Like,
oh, it's just
going to
drop out.
Yeah, you can't pray and worry. You know what I'm saying? I'm a God-fearing man. So some people call it the universe. I use the universe, but it's God. I just consider God. All of this is God. So what I'm saying is that no matter what, use it to your, you know, to your advantage. Yeah, so it's out here for you. Like, this shit is... The law of potentiality is just it's so much out here that we can grab.
Yeah.
You know, and if you truly want it though, if you have the slightest doubt in your heart with anything you're doing, whether if you're a painter, whether if you're a fucking carpenter, whether if you're a musician, whether if you guys wanna, you know, whatever your end goal is with this podcast, and you wanna own your own radio station, whatever it is, whatever your biggest goals are, if you have any doubts, it ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to have complete blind faith. And just attack, you know, set the goal no matter what's in the obstacle. No one's in your way. If you got to jump over shit, move to the side, you never take your eyes off of the end goal.
Wow.
So, people listening, if you got a dream, follow that shit. You know, I'm a kid from Hialeah who knew nobody. And, you know, I've sold almost 30 million records. I got 2 Grammys. I've worked with all my idols.
We didn't even touch on the Grammys.
How do we get? I know.
He got 2 Grammys.
He got 2.
You know what I'm saying? 2. So, yeah. You know, I wrote No Love Allowed for Rihanna. That won Unapologetic. That one for Urban Contemporary album. And I was blessed to be a part of To Pimp a Butterfly with Kendrick Lamar, one best rapper.
You did Black of the Berry?
Well, I was sampled on Black of the Berry. Yeah. So I did not write anything of Kendrick.
Oh no, we would never
think that.
That's King Kendrick.
Yeah, that's King Kendrick. For sure. All right, well thank you so much for coming through. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram, Twitter,
all my handles are Eskerdo everywhere. Sound Eskerdo. Eskerdo.
Shout out to No ID for making it very difficult for
Shout out to Dion for making that shit very difficult. You know, shout out to Infamous, my executive producer for all my projects, who tells me that my name is terrible every day. And you know what? I agree.
Like it.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Thanks. Did you hear that? You hear that, motherfucker?
It's different for sure.
So, can we say hi? Like, we gotta do it.
Yeah, you gotta
it.
Do
I feel
the
like
hi,
we gotta
hi,
do
hi,
it. I gotta say it right.
Hiya.
All right. Thank you.
And we out.
All right, awesome.